Good morning, tribe. Let me move to this side. I didn't realize the sun was right behind me. I am out on my morning. Let me get out of the... Well, while you guys are coming in, I'm getting adjusted. I didn't really plan for this Facebook Live, but I was listening to a podcast that... It was actually a business podcast, and let me do this. Let me just tell you how dangerous this live is. There is a creek right below me, so I think I'm just going to stand right here. But I don't want to drop my phone into the water and then I'll be pissed because I'm getting ready to go on a short run. And I don't want to at all, but I'm doing it anyway because it's on the plan. And I wanted to come in and talk to you about these three keys that I was listening to. It's actually an entrepreneur podcast called, if you're interested in entrepreneur stuff, it's called Youpreneur by Chris Ducker. If you are like wanting to start your own business or something, it's a real good one. There's a bug right in my face. Welcome to Nashville, where everywhere we have gnats and bugs. It's just part of summer. You're going to get ate alive. I wanted to go over these three things he was talking about for all of us as an entrepreneur to think about when we are coming up on the point of the year where we're getting into halfway point and all this other stuff. And I thought, you know what? These are like three keys that I think all of my girls should know because we're getting ready to go into the first of the month, which is July. And as you know, sorry, I didn't realize it was going to be so buggy in the shade. One of the things that I think what I want to give to you guys is like some real motivation and some real things to consider when it comes to setting your goals for the gift of Fat Month. And this can be applied to literally at any time when you start. So one of the, like, before we, like, this is the bonus tip. A lot of you I watch and you want to start over or you want to have a reset and you wait until some kind of magic date or moment or whatever, as if that date creates all the enthusiasm. That date is what does it for you. So it's like, is it Monday? Is it the first of the month and stuff? And guys, I just want to say before we even get started with the three tips, that's never what is motivating you. You will trick your brain into thinking that a date or a day is somehow magic by the thought you have applied to it. What really happens is I want you to think about our model. Like July 1st, Gift of Fat Challenge, it's Monday, whatever it is. That's always your circumstance. Your thought that you apply to it is what's going to create your, like, if you're going to feel motivated, excited, driven, determined, whatever your feeling is, will always be because you have a thought like, that's special, this is when we should start, whatever it is. So I want you to think about the idea of that thought can get, like, can literally be applied to any time. It can be applied to halfway through a sleeve of Oreos at 8 o'clock at night. So one of the challenges that I would give you before we start the Gift of Fat is if you're feeling motivated, if you're feeling excited, determined, focused, willing, committed, if you're feeling anything on the spectrum of feelings that you think are like, oh yeah, this is the juju for losing weight, whatever that feeling is, give yourself the gift of recording on paper. It's because I'm thinking these things, and list those things that you're thinking. And I want you, like, literally, you got to write it down. This is not something where you can be like, I'm just going to sit around and think about this. This is not a think about moment. The problem with sitting around and thinking about it is that if you don't write it down, one, you don't have it recorded so that you can look back on it later. But two, your brain makes a way more significant connection to the things you write versus the things you think about. If you're thinking about it, your brain doesn't really know what to do with it unless it is like your unconscious habitual thinking. If it is new thinking, it is something that you want to believe and you need to work on and it needs to be more deliberate and on purpose and a redirect thought, you literally got to write it down because that's going to like put kerosene on the fire of believing, of understanding, of connecting, of being aware of it. So write down whatever those thoughts are that you think that get you motivated, that get you focused, or what, like those feelings, okay? That are, those are the ones that you also need to do. Like what I would do is I would say, okay, so I'm going to take these thoughts. How can I apply them in moments that I typically don't feel this way? So if you're like feeling motivated or you're feeling committed or you're feeling willing or whatever it is, think about, like, make a list of all the obstacles that you're going to come up against this month. Like, well, like yesterday we were talking in our live, spontaneous invites to dinners, unplanned drinks, parties, whatever it is. Take those thoughts that you listed and see how you can practice them in those moments. How can you either finesse those thoughts or how can you make those thoughts work for the times when you think it's going to be hard and the times that you think it's going to be difficult? Those are the same thoughts. They get to be applied anywhere. We have a running joke inside of my big group of accountability and stuff, the Life Coach School where I got certified. It's like, for the circumstance, we always just put, like, insert your pain point here. Any thought can be applied to any pain point just about. It's like, that is just the way thoughts are. When we decide to believe them and when we decide to use them, we can use them anywhere we want. So that's like the bonus tip. So here's the three things I want you guys to think about. Number one, when you're setting your goal for this month, I want you to think about getting out of your comfort zone. It is very easy for all of us to set the same sad ass number that we always set. So it's like, well, I'm going to lose 5 pounds. I've been trying to lose 5 pounds now for like 8 months. I want you to ask yourself, when you're setting your goals, am I getting out of my comfort zone? 80% of the people in here, this is what's going to happen. They're going to like print all the materials and be all fired up, do a little bit of the work, set the exact same goals, have the exact same thoughts behind it, and totally expect something new to happen. Your brain even gets comfortable in how it likes to start challenges, how it likes to start weight loss stuff. I challenge you, like, as you're doing it, to like say, like, is this a little uncomfortable? That doesn't mean that, like, if you always set a 5 pound goal that now you need to set 10. It may be, holy fuck, I need to actually set 3, because when I say 3, my first thought is that's not good enough. But I tell myself what's not good enough. For the last 3 months, I had lost the 5 that I keep saying I am. I'm losing nothing because I just keep repeating the same pattern every month. So I want you to be really aware when you're doing that worksheet that I like. And guys, if you're watching this and it's a, like right now it's June and we're getting ready for July Gift of Fat. If you watch this and it is January of 2021, you can do this at any time. So don't think that this has to be just because we're doing Gift of Fat. I want you to think about, am I getting out of my comfort zone? How am I going to get out of my comfort zone this month? I want you to really be thinking about that, because it doesn't, like, getting out of your comfort zone does not always mean I have to be like extra hungry. I have to do these things. For a lot of you, getting out of your comfort zone means I have to let go of my idea that I'm going to have to be restricted, overly restricted. I have to let go of the idea that, like, some of you getting out of your comfort zone is going to be, I'm going to have to tell my husband what I'm actually fucking doing this month. And not in a way that sounds terrible. Like, there are just going to be things that you need to do. The second step, so first we're going to get out of our comfort zone. The second step is we're going to, like, really think about the goal we set. And I want you to have, like, an idea of, I want to set it to where it's doable and achievable. I don't want you setting goals. Like, I don't care if you set a goal that pushes you out of your comfort zone and stuff, but I also want there to be a level of feeling like you can do it. I want there to be a specific deadline. And here's what I would do. And I'm going to, like, drop an excitement nugget. But I think August is the month that I finally am going to release my course to you guys on all things that I want to spend the month of August planning. Like, I love planning. I'm really good at it. I know how to, like, tame time management. That is just something that I just excel at. And I'm almost 100% sure that's what we're doing in August. I am crafting a program right now. And I'm like, can I get it done? So that's what I'm rolling around. So if you guys want time management in August, you need to let me know. You can let me know in here or whatever. but I'm really good at planning and organizing time and thinking about time. All right. So when you're doing your goals, I want you to not just get stuck in like, well, it's the 5 pounds. You need to have other goals. You need to have like how many 24-hour plans you're going to have. You need to have all these other little subset goals. They need to be very measurable and they need to have like deadlines to them. So if you are going to, let's say, exercise 25 days out of 30 in the, or 31 out of the month of July, you need to have a deadline of like, I have to have my workout done by X time every single day. Or like for you guys, like have a drop dead deadline of when your food prep has to be done each week, whatever it is. The more when you are thinking about this month and want you guys to like really write, like I would, like for me, if I was going to be super fucking serious about losing some weight this month, I would spend at least an hour planning my month. And I don't mean you have to have like every meal plugged in, but planning the month on like, here's the measurable things that have to get done. Here are the days they have to get done by. Here's how I'm going to track. Here are the people I'm going to tell. That, like, when it comes to like getting a goal, the second part is always like, set very doable and achievable things, but also set them in all the areas where you know you need focus and you need some self-accountability. So coming up with the things that are like super important. Like if you know that 24-hour planning is a, like, could be a game changer for you, but you're just not doing it, you need to commit to doing a 24-hour plan, and you need to write down all your doo-doo thoughts around why you're not doing it. And then you need to go back and you need to argue why it's so important to yourself. And you need to do that on paper. Like if you want to get over the idea of not doing the four basics, you need to tell yourself truthfully why you're not doing the four basics. Then you need to argue with yourself as to why it's so important and why you're willing to do it. The discomfort you're willing to go through, the uncomfortableness of like, you know, I keep fighting the realistic plan that's standing in my way. Like guys, if you want to lose weight, you have to work for it. Most of you want to lose weight, but you don't want to work for it. Seriously. Like I give you everything you need. And it's like, do not tell me that time is your biggest problem. Ever. My four basics don't require a lot of time. They require less than 10 minutes a day. If you ain't got fucking 10 minutes a day, you have a bigger problem. It's called wasting time somewhere. There is no one in here I know that is so fucking busy that for 10 minutes a day, that if you truly wanted to lose weight, you couldn't find those 10 minutes. And I'm being truthful. If you want to argue with me on that one, please send me the last 7 days, a breakdown of how you spent your time hour by hour. I want to see what you're doing with your 24 hours a day. Because I'm going to tell you right now, anyone that had, if you're that busy, you should have that information. If you don't have that information, here's what I know is going on. You're spending a lot of time buzzing in your head about your stress, overwhelm, and busy, and it's taking you fucking longer to get something done than it ever takes me because I manage my mind around time. And that's what happens. Like, I know, honestly, that it takes me no time to maintain my weight because I'm going to make a plan every day, and I'm just going to follow the plan, and there is no indecision as to where to eat. There's no waiting through drive-thrus. There's no redirecting my car to go someplace. There's no waiting for someone to deliver food and me sitting around trying to disengage from knowing that I'm ordering some bullshit that's not going to help me lose weight. And I'm busy and with some other bullshit that's not getting me anywhere. Like I am just telling you, that is what happens. So the third step is, so like, let's review. Number one, we're getting out of our comfort zone. We're going to set, number two, we're going to set our goals, and they're going to be very doable, very achievable, and there you're going to have a really good idea of what it's going to take to get there. Guys, here's the thing. Do not do this work on your own if you don't understand it. Post in the fucking Facebook group. Like, say, here's some of the stuff that I'm doing. Anything I'm missing? Can anybody help me war game what else I should do? Like, I should see in the tribe this month, y'all talking way more about plans, what you're doing, your thoughts. Like I should see pictures and posts and stuff. I don't want to sit there and just read about like, well, kind of doing things. Like, y'all get specific on shit. I better see some, like, remember when we did What We Eat Week? Hashtag What We Eat. If you haven't followed it, go to the Facebook group, type in the search bar, hashtag What We Eat. Look at how the coaches do it. We're pretty fucking specific. We talk about the things we do each day. We all have collectively lost a lot of weight. If I was a member of this tribe, this is how Corinne would be rolling. If I was a member of this tribe, I'd probably like every day come in or every like week at least, and I would be posting all my work and asking for feedback from the tribe. I would want every single person to tell me everything I'm doing wrong. What do you think I do when I go to meet with my mentor quarterly? I don't go in there and say like, well, here's all the amazing things I'm doing, Brooke. Please give me no feedback. I would love anything better than to not grow. You know what I do? I go in there and I lay out everything that's not working. I talk about all the shit that's in my way. The ways that I'm messing up. Like, I put it all out there without an ounce of shame. You know why? I want to be the best. If you want to, like, get your goals and stuff, you have to decide that there's nothing shameful about getting help, asking other people for feedback, and taking in everything. And just even if you, like, if you have a visceral reaction, be like, oh, she shouldn't have said that. That's shady, blah, blah, blah. It's like, get over yourself. Ask yourself, why am I feeling bad about this? Why am I not just taking that as, like, noted? Maybe I can use it. If not, I'm moving on. I would never waste time, ever, like, thinking for a moment about what somebody said in a post, ever. If I did, guys, I would promise you I'd get nothing done. Because I get a lot of feedback from the internet. I'm just like, why would you spend your mental energy on that? There's so many goals to get in life. So, the third thing is you got to start saying no more often. Now, I know this is hard for my people pleasers and stuff. I am not talking about going out into your life and tell it, like, you do not have to overnight say, you're a no, you're a no, and you're a no. You need to say no to your fucking self. If you don't want to say no to other people, start saying no to yourself first. Stop taking on shit that's ridiculous for you. We all know what our ridiculousness stuff is. Like, say no to checking in on Facebook when you don't have a 24-hour plan yet. I love when people tell me how busy they are, and yet they're talking about it on Facebook. Like, you know what? On my really busy days, I'm not in Facebook, and you all are here. You know what I'm doing? Creating content for you. I pretty much feel like you guys would much rather me be prioritizing doing that over in just diddling in the Facebook because I don't want to work on my shit. So it's like, say no to yourself. Like, say you no to yourself on a weekend when you want to sleep in rather than doing your plan and visualizing how you're going to show up for your exception meal and stuff. So get your ass up 15 minutes earlier and start visualizing your success. That 15 minutes of sleep is not going to change your life. Good morning. Here's my neighbors. So I want you guys to like think about those three things. I want you to like set your achievable goals. I want you to get out of your comfort zone. And I think saying no to yourself and no to others is part of that getting out of your comfort zone. When you say no to other people, guys, it does not mean you're a bitch. If that's what you do think, that it means I'm going to have to be a bitch and selfish, you're never going to say no. Saying no to some things, start small. Start with the easiest of things where it's not bitchy. How about we just sometimes say no to picking up the cookies for someone? It's like, just say like, oh, I'm sorry, I got an appointment. And that appointment is with your 24-hour plan. If you know that like baking cookies is a huge trigger for you, and yet you're always the one to sign up for it at the damn PTA, do something different. Like, challenge yourself there. Prioritize you above bringing the cookies. Or hell, just say, if it was me, to be truthful, I would probably just go online order some good quality cookies, have that shit shipped right to the school. I got other things to do. And I've got my weight to maintain. Because I prioritize that stuff. And it doesn't mean I have to be an asshole. It just means I don't have to, like, sabotage my weight loss in order to, like, feel good that I'm not telling someone no in the event that their feelings might get hurt. That is, like, the long way around to having a decent life. And it just gets you a decent one. It doesn't get you a good one. It doesn't get you a great one. Okay, that's all I got. I think today I have sufficiently buffered with you guys on this Facebook Live so that I don't have to start this run. But this run's getting ready to happen. I've already passed my neighbors. And I love the way that I chose to come Facebook Live, extend my run to later in the morning, because the sun is going to be now shining on the greenway and the other parts, and it will be hot as freaking balls out there. So I am not reading through the comments, guys. I can read through them later, maybe today. I just want to say my Nashville girls are coming to my house today. Yes, I'm having a Nashville meetup, and we are all doing it at my house. I am probably one of the few people that would, give out my address to just anybody. I'm so funny. I've done this all my career at PNP. It's just like, oh, come on. Here's my house. So, but I love the Nashville girls. They're so sweet. And we always have such a good time at Panera and stuff. So we're going to do it at my house this time. And I think Chris is going to be there. Logan is not. He's actually at his grandma's all weekend. So, but it'll be fun. Otherwise, I will see you guys later. Y'all have a good weekend. And I'll see you tomorrow on Sunday at noon for coaching. Bye, y'all.